All right, good evening, everybody. How you doing? First of all, I'd like to thank Reverend Billy for the classes and everybody's love, unconditional love. I've never felt so much love in all my life. And these classes are tremendous. And I've got a little God story for you. About in the church 3 nights ago, I was in my room. And I was in my bed, with my eyes, and there was blood standing in front of my bed. And I looked like this because I knew, well, maybe I don't see things. And he spoke to me. He said, "Boy, are you in the right place?" He said, "I was in the right place." And he said, "Do not ever give up your faith and never give up your church family because you are in the right place." And he also said, he says, "I've got a gift for you. A gift of healing." He said, "I am in the right place." And I thank Lou, my church family, our wonderful classmates, for all their unconditional love. I was lost before I came to this church. I'm not lost anymore. Thank you, everybody, for your love. God bless you all.
And we have one more speaker, Louise, who can please come up.
Well, I have a couple of God stories to tell. I'll tell one that's not rumors first, but it is truly a God story. My sister and I called me Sunday. Fortunately, I had stayed home. I was not at church. To tell me that my brother was on his deathbed. Well, that was a shock. He lived in Florida. So then she goes on a little bit further in the conversation, and he was in the hospital, and when he got there, his heart surgeon was there and 5 other specialists. It was not arranged. They had not been called, but they were there. To me, that's really God working. Now, this other one has a little humor to it. Today is the 13th. That's my lucky day. That's my lucky number. I'll tell you the statistical part first. Our home in Idaho, the lot was number 13. We had a log home built in Teton Valley. Our lot was 13. We lived in it 5 years. Beautiful. Loved it. Beautiful country, the Teton Mountains right out there. Anyway, and then we had a space at Gold Rock Ranch, which is 25 miles northwest of Yuma. Our lot number was 13. We had the space year-round. But now Friday the 13th has another significance. I had worked at Sizzle Bus downtown. I don't mean in Hillcrest, I mean downtown, where Marston's used to be, across the street. So I went back, I went in for an interview, and the lady in charge of personnel said, "Louise, do you want to come back Friday? It's Friday the 13th. And I said, "Oh, I don't care. This is my first experience with the number 13. So I went back to work in the main cashier's office, and this very fine-looking man turned his money in to me every night. And after a while, I was no longer wearing my wedding band. And he thought, "Well, I guess now I can talk to you." So he, as he turned his money in one night, he said, "Would you like to go to Hi-Li with me?" And I said, "Oh, I think that might be fun. I'll have to check with Grandma." because grandma was taking care of our little boy. As, of course, you may know, I was divorced by that time. Anyway, so we went to High Line, and we went to baseball game, and somebody poured the beer down my back on a nice suit. But anyway, I still laugh about it. So after 2 years, we got married. And we were married almost 45 years when Jack died in 1995. So you see, number 13 is kind of special to me. And I just wanted to share that with you along with other things that are not as pleasant, that we all, that come our way. That's part of life. Thank you so much.
I'd like to ask if there are any people who have not been to the forum before and who are new to the church. Anyone new? Please raise your hand. Just one person? Anybody else hiding out there? Just one? Would like to have one now, number 83. I live in Garland. Maybe we can have Bonnie and Joanne lead this again. And James, nice enough to come up and play it for us. Have a collection now, and I believe Betsy and Larry will be passing the collection bags. Thank you.
actually occurred. Okay, prayer time. Thank you, Lord, for your generosity and all the loving energy brought here tonight and given in our donations in whatever ways we can. Amen.
I have some announcements to make quickly. They're actually started out with one or two, but we have a few more. First of all, on June 30th, we are going to have a wonderful fundraising concert for the legal fees that have been incurred. And Millie's daughter, Andy, is going to do a concert for us. It's a benefit concert, and there are flyers in the back. But please try to come, bring friends. It's going to be a wonderful evening. The second thing is there's also going to be a talent show coming up. And Devlin has the details about it, so if you want to explain.
Almost anything.
Okay, and one more thing, we're going to have a rummage sale coming up. We don't have a date set yet. Jeff, I believe, is going to be helping organize it, and we'll be getting details out soon. But at least we have the details on the benefit concert on June 30th, so please try to pick up a flyer, and please be here. It's going to be lovely. I do have a couple of prayer requests. And the first one is for Annie Baker's grandson, Joey. He just finished his first year of college. He has had a shunt for many, many years, and on June 22nd, he's going to go in to have another shunt put in. So please keep him in your hearts and your prayers on June 22nd. Gloria DiLorenzo, of course, we already had a lot of wonderful things about Gloria, but please keep her in your prayers. It's so wonderful that we didn't think she would ever come home from hospice and that she was able to go home and be with her husband. And although she is very ill, she is in no pain, so that's a real blessing. So please send her your prayers. We have some other class members who aren't here. Uta was here earlier. She apparently somehow cracked a couple of ribs. So she came and helped decorate, but didn't feel up to staying. So I want to thank her very much and once again add her to the prayer list. Kathy Sherman is another of our class members who has been having back problems, terrible back problems. So keep her in your prayers, along with Joe Teramoscu. She just had a hip replacement. She's doing very, very well. But you can see we're missing a few of our dear class members here because they're having health problems. And then Ellen Briggs had some minor surgery today. And has anyone heard from her? I think she's doing well, but please keep her on the prayer list also. Lou Roebuck's out traveling. We hope that everything's great with her, but she couldn't be here and Marriott couldn't be here. But everyone else from our class was here, and it's just been a wonderful, wonderful year. We would like to bring the reason we're all here, the person we're all here for, up to the front, please. And if Larry would escort Millie up, we'd appreciate it.